is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, the best radio is during the breaks, commercials, and news. Unfortunately, you don't get to hear that. This is USAPrepares.com on the Genesis Communication Network. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked. Well, here we go. You dialed set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Today is Monday, April 16th, 2012. We're broadcasting live, high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A, the classroom reaches 50 states and worldwide on the internet. And wherever you are, on your smartphone, there's a free smartphone app download at GCNLive.com. There's a link to all of our instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. So if you need to revisit something that you heard on the broadcast, just click on USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota. USAPrepares.com is your source for practical advice and affordable solutions. Over the next few weeks, you'll learn more about who we actually are. There are over 100 of us. We have diverse backgrounds and specialties. We're engineers, medical doctors, CEOs, economists, authors, PhDs, and entrepreneurs. Most, if not all of us, are capable of, well, actually not capable of holding down a job. We're free thinkers, and we do not take direction very well. We're inventors, and none of us is satisfied with the way things are. All of us are tinkerers, and we want to improve everything in our lives. None of us is a politician. Of course, that's against the rules. Some of us build systems to harness energy from the sun and the wind. We all love our country. We all cherish our freedoms. We support the ideals of our founding fathers, and we honor them. Today, our class is focused on when disaster strikes and when technology fails. Specifically, we're going to be discussing electromagnetic pulses, EMPs, and solar storms. The effects, what they are, and we want you to be safe from whatever may happen. So think about this as preparation for surviving a disaster. You may call us today, and you can call right now if you'd like, 855-600-4261. In the broadcast classroom with me today is USAPrepares.com senior instructor Matt Stein. Matt Stein is a design engineer, and he's an author. And there's a link to Matt Stein on the website, page one, USAPrepares.com. And I can't help it, so here it goes. Welcome, Matt.
Thanks, Vince. It's always a pleasure. And, you know, what can I say to a greeting like, welcome, Matt?
You know, Matt, I keep two of your best sellers in the studio with me. And one of them is a 375-page book titled When Disaster Strikes. And another one I keep with me is your book called When Technology Fails. And both of these books are practical descriptions, practical advice, affordable solutions to all kinds of things that may happen in our lives. And, you know, a lot of them, unfortunately, it's not if they may happen, it's when they may happen.
Yeah, I wish, you know, I call myself the optimistic doomer because on the one hand, I see these threats and they're genuine and real. I mean, the solar storms, they happen fairly regularly. We've had about 100 significant solar storms in the last 150 years, but two of those have been giant. And the thing is, the last extreme geomagnetic storm was 1921, and that was before the days of the internet, before the days of the massive interconnected electric power grid that keeps our modern world going and keeps the Greases the wheels greased that make everything go around in our world, and before the days of nuclear power plants. So we're kind of blissfully unaware of, at least most of us, of the true impact of one of these giant storms. So the last one was 90 years ago, 1921, mm-hmm. and then it was only 50 years before that, in 1859, 53 years earlier before when the next one was. So you can just see the average in the last 150 years is one every 75 years. It's been 90 years since the last one. So by that simple math, you could say we're overdue.
Yeah, absolutely. And Matt, you know, as microelectronics get faster and faster, the circuitry within those chips and in those processors and in those memory chips get closer and closer, and they become more and more susceptible to these electromagnetic pulses and solar storms.
Well, it turns out that they're actually that there's the pulses in the solar storms are similar. And many people call extreme solar storms a natural EMP. EMP stands for electromagnetic pulse, typically associated with, like, a nuclear bomb airburst. Some terrorist gets or buys or builds a nuclear bomb and buys a Scud missile for $50 million on the black market and, you know, hires some smart engineers to program it, and they launch it off a barge off the East Coast of the United States, and it blows off, you know, 25 to 150 miles over the eastern seaboard of the United States and fries a lot of electronics in a large area. Now, a solar storm is more like a long, slow burn. The bomb going off gives you a super fast E1 effect, which is like as if you took your computers and you opened them up and you rubbed your feet in the carpet and you held your hand over some of the chips and sparked them and said, "Gee, I wonder what this is going to do." So when the bomb goes off, you get like all over a wide area, small bombs, say 500-mile circle, plenty to like wipe out the stock market, Washington, D.C., New York, Boston, all in one shot. Big bomb, like a big circle, like from Quebec City in Canada to Dallas, Texas, to Miami, Florida, and including Chicago, basically about two-thirds of the population of the country, most of our industry, except for the West Coast and Colorado. So you're looking at a huge effect. Now, then, you see, the bomb goes off, you get like three different effects. One happens in a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a blink of an eye, and that's like doing sparky things throughout electronics all over. And you know, old-fashioned electronics, they're fairly robust to that kind of stuff. Modern digital microelectronics, nah, that stuff gets cooked really badly. And the problem is that's what makes the world go round. So then there's an E2 effect, which is more like 50 million lightning bolts happening over that area all at the same time within a fraction of a second to a couple of seconds. And unfortunately, many of our lightning arrestor type things, you know, our little plug strips, they get like deactivated by the first E1 effect. So they're kind of ineffective for protecting our electronics from all those lightning strike like effects. Then the last effect from the bomb is kind of a long, slow burn. And what that does is it's like the atmosphere gets all revved up like a big giant generator. And it's broadcasting all this power into the down to Earth. And we have over 100,000 miles of high tension lines in America that connects our grid. And these are high voltage, hundreds of thousands of volts going down these lines. And these lines, 100,000 mile plus, act like a giant antenna. And that E3 effect, the long, slow burn, it soaks up that energy. And you get this huge pulse going down these lines, and it hits giant transformers at each end of the line that are called extra high voltage transformers. And when it hits those, it causes them to lose efficiency, and all of a sudden they heat up really hot and they burn up. And you say, well, okay, yeah, big deal. You know, so what? You burn up a few transformers. They got plenty of spares, right? You can go down to the hardware store and buy a transformer. And it's like, no. These are tens of millions of dollars each. They're 300 tons each. You have to shut down a freeway to deliver them. And it takes a giant crew, and there's a three-year waiting line to get one of them. And you're talking with an E3 effect, this long, slow burn, you're going to burn out dozens to, with the large effect, perhaps hundreds of these things will get burned out over the area. And that's like years to build up that supply to replace them. You know, entire world production of these things will take years to fix what one large electromagnetic pulse attack will do. Now, here's the thing. The solar storms, they're not going to cook your electronics like that. But you've got a long, slow burn that instead of, you know, 2 minutes to 20 minutes, like happens with an EMP, in 1921, you had a two-day long slow burn, and in 1859, you had a 50% stronger week-long long slow burn from two coronal mass ejections. That's where the sun kind of burps, and it blasts out a bunch of hot sun plasma out into space. And these kind of things happens all, you know, pretty regularly, even in solar minimum, solar maximum, still happens. But most of the time, they go off into space far away from Earth, and it's like no big deal. And now and then, they hit the Earth, and the sky lights up, you know, incredible colors. Like about a month ago, we had, you know, brilliant phosphorescent green sky lit up around the Great Lakes and, you know, north of Chicago and then in the North Pole and South Pole regions. Well, in 1921, before almost anybody was still alive, the sky lit up like blood red and orange and gold with green streaks all the way from the North Pole down to Haiti and Hawaii. Wow. And from the South Pole all the way north to Samoa. So the entire planet at nighttime was lit up except for a very narrow sliver in the deep tropical zones. It was the only part of the Earth that wasn't lit up at night. Now, when this happened in 1921, it's like, yeah, no big deal. I mean, it was an incredible light show. In 1921, it was a two-day-long light show, and in 1859, it was a week-long light show. And in 1859, it burned down a bunch of telegraph stations, and in 1921, it burned down Penn Central Station and some telegraphs and kind of screwed up. Some cities were electrified, but there was no big grid. There was no giant transformers. There was no internet, no nuclear power plants, none of that stuff. So it was kind of like a great light show and a minor inconvenience and a few things burned down, but, you know, it was kind of no big deal. Well, fast forward to today, when these transformers in the super solar storm, you're going to have, it's estimated 365 approximately transformers in North America alone, 2,000 plus over the world. That's like 20 years, you know, 10 to 20 years production of worth of these transformers. We've installed these starting in the late 60s, early 70s. So basically throughout the 70s, 80s, 90s, they were upgraded in North America, and in the last decade, China and India have been ramping up like crazy, and that's why it's a 3-year waiting list now to get a single one. It used to be 1 year to get one, now it's 3 years. So you're looking at kind of game over for our society, but there's good news. There's solutions that our country could implement to protect ourselves from the end of the world as we know it. The bad news is they haven't done it yet.
Matt Stein, MIT engineer, author, When Technology Fails, and When Disaster Strikes. We're going to talk about some good news.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get preparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening. Water filtration. Long-term food storage. Freeze-dried food. Heirloom seeds. Storm shelters. Survival communication. Solar power. Herbal medicine. Heating with wood. Living off junk. Home defense. Guns. Ammo. Negotiate for your life. Homeschool your children. Start your own home-based business. Get preparedexpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, Jeff Olson, The Freeze-Dry Guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, I am at the controls here in Missouri. And with me today is Matt Stein. Matt has written several books, When Technology Fails and When Disaster Strikes, and we're talking about solar storms, EMPs, and you know, there's a lot of potential for huge effects to our society worldwide. Matt, you're going to be at the Get Prepared Expo in the end of this month. That's April 28th and 29th. I just heard the commercial for it, and you are a headline speaker. Can you just take a couple seconds, or maybe a minute or two, and tell us what you're going to be talking about at the expo?
Sure. I'm going to be giving a talk on Saturday at 1 on EMP solar storms, fact, fiction, preparations, and survival strategies. So that's one talk I'll be doing, and I'll be signing books and answering questions after each of these talks. So you can pick my brain, whatever burning question you really feel you need to answer, need to know, I'll do my best to answer it. In the morning, I'm giving a talk on that same morning on Saturday on When Technology Fails, talking about the trends that are headed for collapse situation and what you can do to be prepared and for yourself and your family, how you can live more self-reliantly, more sustainably, and prepare to survive a long emergency when you know, the current trends we have, if we don't make some major changes and turn them around, are going to be trouble. They're going to cause systemic collapse throughout the planet and a lot of things to fall apart. So the world that our children see is going to be very different from the world we see. Now, I do call myself the optimistic doomer because I do believe that there's solutions to each of these problems, and that as proactive thinking human beings, we could actually work to solve these problems, but momentum is carrying us towards the abyss. And then on Sunday, morning at 11 o'clock, I'm talking, giving a talk on when disaster strikes. It's basically what you need to know, do, and have on hand to keep your family safe in times of trouble. So it's about emergency preparedness and preparedness in a variety of ways, you know, herbs, alternative medicine, food storage, protection, all personal protection, all kinds of things. So really valuable information. You get to meet me firsthand and ask questions, and I'll do my best to answer everybody's questions.
If you'd like to have access to Matt Stein for about 20 hours, Saturday and Sunday, that's April 28th and April 29th at the Get Prepared Expo, he's going to be there, and I'm really looking forward to that. Matt and I have been on the radio many times, and we talk about the solar storms, and we talk about all kinds of preparedness issues, including generator economics and just mold and alternative treatments for medical conditions. And so we spend a lot of time, and Matt's going to be back with us many, many times going forward. Matt, you mentioned that there's some good news. We talked about the solar storms in the beginning. We talked about the EMPs. And you have some good news?
Yeah. It turns out that, there's nothing that we can do to protect every electronic device from the effects of solar storms and electromagnetic pulse. But for about $1 billion, there's a new technology that's been developed by Advanced Fusion Systems, I think is the name of the company. And it's a vacuum tube-based technology that works to switch huge volumes of current and voltages and very rapidly to protect these massive transformers. So for about $1 billion, we could protect each and every one of these massive transformers in North America from catastrophic damage in the event of an EMP or solar storm. Now, the bad news is that I haven't done it yet. Now, the good news is there's an act in Congress called the SHIELD Act, which mandates that we start, at least get a start on doing this. The bad news is that the SHIELD Act puts the financial responsibility on the shoulders of private industry, the power generators, to actually spend the money to do this implementation. So what do? Well, they go out and they hire their lobbyists to go lobby Congress and say, don't worry, it's not so bad. And in fact, I'm writing a new article called NERC, Profit-Motivated NERC Agenda Threatens Security of the Entire World. Now, NERC is the North American Electric Reliability Corporation. Sounds really cool. Like, they really want to make sure everything's good and safe, and they want to make sure it's in our interest. In fact, in 2010, NERC and the Department of Energy co-sponsored a conference called the High Impact Low Frequency Conference on examining threats to the electric power grid. And basically everything in our world goes round based on the grid. It's, you know, our sewage, our industry, our military, our government.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways. 1,000 packets of heirloom seeds. 1,000 one-year subscriptions to Global Incident Map. 1,000 trial issues of Bob Jetman's International Forecaster. 25 vials of Dr. Shealy's Bliss. 10 Sigma 3 5-day survival courses. Autographed books by James Wesley Rawls, Matt Stein, Julia Shopik, and Dr. Shealy. And plenty more. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Go to GetPreparedExpo.com. One-day passes $10 at the door. Advanced weekend passes $15. At GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Cornucopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest: the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my
when you go
to DC
for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Matt Stein's with me today, and we are talking about solar storms and EMPs. And we've been talking about the Department of Energy and NAERC. And Matt, you mentioned high impact, low frequency type events. And what you've been saying is that without reliable power, in jeopardy are the sewage systems, potable water, and the infrastructure that we have come to depend on.
That's right. We typically only have a 3-day supply of food in every major city in the country. And a few decades ago, before just-in-time deliveries happened, we had giant warehouses with a month's worth of food on hand. So when the infrastructure goes down, you know, basically what you see is what you got, and the shelves will be bare quite rapidly. And if you don't have things stocked up yourself, then you're going to be foraging, you're going to be part of an angry, violent mob trying to feed themselves. You know, people in America have troubles when they skip a meal. I mean, you're talking about days and maybe weeks on, you know, where things are erratic and not available. And in the studies about widespread grid collapse from either an extreme geomagnetic event, like 1921 or 1859, they're talking 4 to 10 years to get the grid really running again. So that's a huge amount of time, and they've estimated that a large percentage of the population could starve during that period of time. Now, I hope this won't happen, and especially when you consider that for the price of a single B-2 stealth bomber, that's $2 billion, you know, we could more than fix that problem. And the other related problem I haven't mentioned yet is that all of our nuclear power plants require constant electric power to cool those cores for 3 to 5 years after you decommission a core. It's got to be cooled continuously for 3 to 5 years. So when a nuclear power plant, they're all designed this way right now, current generation power plants, if there's a huge grid anomaly or a local blackout, then they immediately go to emergency shutdown mode where they disconnect themselves from the grid and immediately start cooling down the reactor. Now, nuclear reactions aren't like flipping a switch in the wall. They just start slowing down. And so it means there's just a huge amount of waste heat that has to be carried away or they're going to melt down. So, for example, in Fukushima, supposedly, according to Japanese authorities, it was not the original earthquake, the 9.0 earthquake, that caused the nuclear reactors to melt down and fail. What it is the earthquake hit, the reactors were severely damaged, they went into automatic shutdown mode, they disconnected from the grid, and then immediately the backup generators and battery banks kicked in to keep the cooling pumps flowing, to keep the water flowing, so that these reactors wouldn't fail. Well, 20 minutes later, the tsunami came along, wiped out the backup generators, wiped out the backup battery banks, the pump stopped running, and 15 minutes to 2 hours later, the cores started melting down catastrophically, and then they started dissociating water into oxygen and hydrogen. You get explosive gas combinations. Then they blew those giant containment vessels that were supposed to keep everything contained inside and started leaking serious amounts of radioactivity. The problem is, in North America right now, they mandate a week's worth of fuel on hand for all these nuclear power plants. We've got 104 nuclear power plants, about 40 different facilities in North America. And so when a giant solar storm hits and the grid collapses, then set your clocks, you got a week till they start running out of fuel. Well, you know, some operators called me up and said, hey, my power plant, I work in a nuclear power plant. I know they store a month on hand. Okay, well, I got a month's worth of fuel on hand. Now imagine 50 Hurricane Katrinas happening across country all at the same time. Grid's down, internet's collapsed. There's no central services, no gasoline being refined, no gasoline being pumped. Refrigeration is gone. Communication systems are gone. People are hungry and angry and mobbing. Now imagine that magically in this situation that won't get really cleaned up for years, and who knows what the country will look like when it's finally cleaned up. Now imagine that they're going to make sure nothing's working in the country, but they're going to make sure that those diesel fuel trucks show up like clockwork at each and every nuclear facility to make sure that they've got diesel fuel so that when they run out, they get more fuel and they can keep those pumps going. Now, just pretend that, I believe in the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus too, that this is all going to work like clockwork and they're going to keep nuclear Armageddon from happening. Now, the good news is, for $1 billion, we can protect the grid from critical, catastrophic failure from these solar storms or EMP. And for another $1 billion, we could store a year's worth of fuel on hand, and we could store backup generators and backup critical spare parts in EMP, electromagnetic pulse hardened containers, so that each and every nuclear facility both has critical spare parts, backup generators, and a backup year's worth of fuel on hand. So for $2 billion, the price of a single stealth bomber, a tiny fraction of what we spent on the TARP bank bailout, we could prevent nuclear Armageddon and the end of the world as we know it. Now, we can't prevent all bad things from happening, but we could prevent this catastrophic game over, maybe human life is gone from the planet scenario, and it's pretty cheap on the scale of government. But it's expensive on the scale of private industry. So private industry has taken, they funded this Hilf report 2010. Then they didn't like what the guys said in the Hilf report, so they fired those guys at NERC, North American Electric Reliability Corporation, hired new guys to do the industry, to say the industry line, redacted the reports, released a new report in February saying, don't worry, everything's okay. We took a look at the problem and we decided that we're not going to have catastrophic failure. We're only going to have major voltage anomalies and short-term power outages, and everything's going to be fine, so don't worry, it's all going to be okay. Well, there's a whole bunch of science and a whole bunch of studies that said the exact opposite, and these guys, they didn't come up with anything new. They just redacted the reports and eliminated the damning information and decided that everything's going to be okay. So I can sleep well at night now knowing that NERC has decided that everything's going to be okay and that a solar storm and an EMP is not going to cause all these big problems, and don't worry. Well, what about 2003? We had a solar storm in 2003, one-tenth the size of the 1921 one, less than one-tenth the size, less than 10%. It hit South Africa pretty hard. It caused 14 transformers to fry. The entire grid went down in South Africa. The only way they could cope was rolling blackouts for the next year. Imagine trying to do business when your shopping center or your skyscraper had no power for 6 hours in the middle of the day. The refrigerator stopped, the air conditioning stops, the lights stop. Nothing's working. No internet, no phones, nothing. And imagine now the whole country has to deal with that every day for hours of the day. They're going to be down and out. And that's only 14 of these transformers going. Now, if that happened from a storm less than one-tenth the size of the 1921 storm, which is 50% smaller than the 1859 storm, how could you possibly believe NERC when they say everything's going to be okay?
That's pretty hard. Matt, when I used to teach college and high school, I used to teach every one of my class a concept that I learned in college, and it was called mini-max regret. And it was used in our financial classes. And when you invest, you want to consider minimizing your maximum regret. So as I go through life, I think, okay, what is my maximum regret at this time? And let me give an example of what I mean by that. If I'm driving down the highway, and it's a multi-lane highway, and I'm behind a pickup truck with my truck, and the person in front of me has a ladder in the back bed, and the ladder is not secured properly, my maximum regret might be that I would be wearing that ladder through the windshield if I'm behind him.
Right.
So to minimize that maximum regret, I can do several things. I can back off. I can find a safe time to pass him and get in front of him so that I might not be wearing that ladder. But that's what mini-max regret is. Now, my maximum regret, and anybody's maximum regret when they're designing these nuclear power generation systems should obviously be, okay, what's our maximum regret? Well, we might not have power to power generators, or the generators might be taken out. For $2 billion, it seems absolutely insane to put this country, actually the world, at risk for nuclear Armageddon without having the safeguards and the backup systems to let those or to shut those reactors down, because it can take a year or more, correct?
Right. To me, it's criminal that they have not done that. I mean, right now in Fukushima, you have a country where there's cave drawings about tsunamis from, you know, 1,000 years ago in Japan saying, hey, these areas have tsunamis. And they have placed nuclear reactors not only near active faults, but also in areas prone to tsunamis. Now, when you look at the pictures of reactors right now, they've got these things called spent fuel ponds. So you think the reactor's melting down. I got three reactors that melted down there, and you think that's really horrible and that's terrible. And they've already released officially half the energy, half the radioactivity that Chernobyl released, unofficially 2 to 4 times as much radioactivity as Chernobyl. But 90% of that, 90% more, has gone in the ocean, not in the air. Chernobyl all went in the air. But on site, they have something called spent fuel ponds. See, reactor cores don't last forever. every year or two, they basically lose their energy. So they got to pull the cores out, and they have to cool them down for a week or two, and then they have this, like, robotic crane that dips down and keeps the, picks up the cores and keeps them encased in water the whole time so they don't boil, and then moves them to a spent fuel pond where they're in cooled water and underneath 20, 25 feet of water to protect people from the radiation. If you got near these cores, you'd be dead in like minutes. You'd have a lethal dose, actually in like 30 seconds, you'd have a lethal dose. It would fry you. And in fact, they don't even have robots that can handle being around the radioactivity now. They find the electronics can't handle it. So, God, now you've got this giant mess where you have all of these spent fuel ponds. You have more than 10 reactor cores in these spent fuel ponds. So it's like 10 Chernobyls sitting there, totally unprotected, open to the air. The roof is blown off the building. The spent fuel ponds were never contained in a thick concrete and steel reinforced containment vessel. They've just been in basically an industrial tilt-up building with a corrugated steel roof, and they have this, you know, big pond of water on top of them that's kept cooled all the time. And problem is, when the cooling stops, then the ponds start to boil, and they boil down. And once the rods get exposed to air, they overheat, and the rods are encased in this special metal called zirconium. Now, zirconium, you say, well, why can't you use steel? Well, steel just falls apart from the high radioactivity. So this zirconium can hold up to the radioactivity, extreme radioactivity. Problem is that once zirconium overheats and it's exposed to oxygen, it burns like a torch. If you ever lit magnesium foil when you were a kid or in science class, and you had to shield your eyes because it burned your eyes, it burns so bright.
Absolutely. It burns white hot. It is the hottest burning thing I have ever seen.
Yeah, it's incredible. Well, each of these zirconium fuel rods, if they dry out in the fuel ponds exposed to air, they burn like a magnesium torch. Mm-hmm. And it sends up all this incredibly horribly radioactive toxic stuff into the atmosphere to blow around the world. Now, the spent fuel pond for reactor 3 is plutonium, not just uranium. It's a mixed MIOX rod of plutonium and uranium, the most poisonous toxic substance known to man. And if those start burning, you got like 10 Chernobyls worth of plutonium burning into the atmosphere.
Matt Stein, I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're going to be right back.
You're not prepared. GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change. Water filtration. Wholesale batteries. Freeze-dried foods. MacGyver 101. Storm shelters. Shortwave and ham radios. Solar power. Buy your first farm. Heating with wood. Home defense. Ammo. Homeschool your children. And teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopik. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopik, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bob Chapman is going to be doing a live teleseminar at the Get Prepared Expo. Y'all know who Bob Chapman is. Julia Shopik is also, and James Wesley Rawls will be doing a live teleseminar at the Get Prepared Expo. So if you're interested, and if you would like tickets, we give away two pairs of tickets every day until the expo. So if you'd like, you may give us a call. You can call us right now at 816-600-1485. 816-600-1485, and just ask for your pair of tickets. We're giving away two pairs a day, every day until the expo, and that is April 28th and 29th. And the expo is being held at the largest facility in this part of the Midwest, Springfield, Missouri, at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Matt Stein, how do we get in touch with you?
Well, my website, whentechfails.com, and if you want to know more about me, there's another one, mattstein.com. But whentechfails.com is the information-intensive site, and if you go there, my Article 400 Chernobyls, including about 30 cross-linked references in the bibliography of the article, will give you all the information you want to know. Now, my new book, When Disaster Strikes, that's like an emergency prep and crisis survival Bible. It's like it's a handbook. It's perfect for your grab-and-go kit. But the last two chapters, you know, if you're really concerned with the things I'm talking about, the next to last chapter is EMP and solar storms, and includes survival strategies and emergency preparations, as well as it will educate you, because there's a lot of false information out there, bogus information about both EMP and solar storms. And you know, there's a lot of things that even Newt Gingrich says things are just, he obviously hasn't read the congressional EMP report, because he says things are just not true. And he claims to really know what's going on. So there's a lot of bogus information. And then the last chapter in the book is called The Unthinkable, Surviving a Nuclear Catastrophe. And that gives you, there's like three different categories. There's a bomb going off, there's a dirty bomb, or there's a meltdown, you know, crisis at a nuclear power plant. And there's different survival strategies and different things to optimize your chances for coming out of it with a positive outcome for each of the three different things. And so So it's like really valuable, practical, down-to-earth information. Now, the first third of the book is more on emergency preparedness, getting a grab-and-go kit, your 72-hour emergency kit together, your long-term preparations. The middle third of the book is on supply, is on skills like first aid, self-healing, survival, wilderness survival. How do you deal? And then the last third of the book is specific problems like how do you survive in the extreme cold without heat and power if the power's out for a long term, both in your home or out of the home? How do you prep for and deal with hurricanes, tornadoes, floods? And then there's toxic mold, which is the flooding's evil twin. Often the aftermath of a flood can be more devastating in an insidious way because it leaves, in many cases, you leave toxic mold and its waste in the aftermath of a big flood. If you don't know what you're doing, you can just find, like, I just feel terrible. I'm sick all the time. I don't know what's going on. I can't handle it. My health is going down, and what do I do about it? And it's so insidious because many people just have no clue that it's actually the mold that's doing it to them. So there's really tremendous, practical, usable, how-to information in this book.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I keep both of them in the studio. Matt, can you describe how the students can get your books and about what they're going to cost?
Sure. The list price for When Technology Fails, it's 500 plus pages, double sized book, could be over 1,000 pages if it was standard size. It's like phone book size. Mm-hmm. That's list for $35. It sells for just a little over $20, like mid or low $20s on Amazon.com. And the other book, When Disaster Strikes, which is more normal-sized book that fits good in your grab-and-go, that's also available Amazon.com. List for $25, sells for about $15 on the Internet, a little, $13 and something like that on the Internet. And if you go to my website, When Tech Fails, and click on the link, I get a small bit back from that helps cover the cost of my website. So,
Matt Stein, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com, link on the website. Stay tuned for Alex Jones.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit. For only $3.99 complete. See how it works at flowjack.com. Spelled FLOJAK.com. Be sure to spell FLOJAK.com or call 855-4-FLOJACK. 855-4-FLOJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.